What is going on, guys? Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast again, right? Just want to remind you that if you guys do like this podcast and you want to support it, it's like $2 a month or something, or like a $10 one-time fee, right? I would highly appreciate it at the end. If you can support this podcast, right, keeps it going, lets me keep upgrading equipment. But basically, today I will be talking about, does money really buy happiness, right? This is a question I get asked a lot on a daily basis, right? What does money actually do? Can it buy happiness? Can it make your life happier in a sense, right? And in all honesty, it comes down to perspective, right? If you put it in the sense, right, money can buy things that make you happy for an amount of time, right? Money can buy things that make your life easier, which will in turn make you happy. The way I look at it is it's perspective, and it's also the way you've lived your life. If you're turning 16 or 18, depending on what part of the world you live in, right, in Europe or in America. But if you're 16 and you get a brand new BMW, like, let's say, 5 Series for around, like, $50,000, then, you know, you're going to want to upgrade it, right? And then if 2 years later you get a Lamborghini, obviously that Lamborghini is going to make you happier than that BMW 5 Series. Or if you go up to the 6 Series 2 years later, you're going to be happier about that. But if you start off with the BMW 5 Series, and then you go down to the 4 Series or like a Toyota, then that's not even going to make you close to happy. Same thing, if you start off with a Toyota and like move your way up, that's obviously going to make you much more happier. The thing about that is, though, there gets to be a certain point that you run out of things to go up on, and then you won't be as happy, right? There was a study that scientists actually shows that proven that most people are happier if their annual income is about set above $75,000, yes, there is a middle ground. People that don't have enough money, they have to worry about it. They have to worry where their food's going to come from, where they're going to get like a place to stay and stuff like that. And then there's that above ground, like the very, very rich, that if they buy a new Lamborghini, it's not going to matter to them because they already have 10 in the garage, right? It's not going to make them any happier than as it would to any normal person that makes like $100,000-$200,000 per year, right? If they were to buy a Lamborghini, they'd be like, amazing, this makes me so happy. While if someone who makes $2-3 million per year, they buy a Lamborghini, but they already have 5 in their garage, they're just gonna be like, whatever, right? It's the same thing when people go out to dinner, right? They go out to a fancy steakhouse to celebrate, and then it's like they go out to, let's say, to the best steakhouse in the world, or they go out to a 5-star restaurant. But if someone has so much wealth that they go out to a 5-star restaurant every night, then it's not going to make them happy, right? It's about the perspective you put you're in and the way your life is set up. That is what actually makes you happy, right? Most people, they chase money until their end. The reason is because they keep setting new goals, right? If they buy a BMW, then they want a new Mercedes. After that, they want a Ferrari. After that, they want a Lamborghini, right? They keep going up and up and up. While after you get to a certain point of money, you realize there is no more up. You realize I am at the max I can possibly be. I maxed out my happiness. So now what's next, right? Dan Bilzerian, he explains this very, very well. He says it's all about perspective, right? He used to be happy when he went out to 5-star restaurants or the best restaurant in the world. Now he doesn't care about it because every single night his private chefs cook for him a 5-star, right? Or 3-star Michelin dinner, whatever it is, the best in the world every single night. So now if he ever goes out to a restaurant, he's just like, I can get this exact same thing at home much faster instead of having to dress up and go out, right? It's all about perspective. If someone gave him a new Lamborghini, he mentioned, it wouldn't matter to him. It wouldn't make him really happy. While if they did that 5 years ago, it would make him so excited. It's all about perspective. There is that middle ground where money can buy happiness for a time period. If you're under that ground, right, if you're struggling about your financial situation, money will relieve that pressure. While if you get above that ground, right, where a new Lamborghini is not going to affect you at all, then you have already passed that and you have to find a new way. While if you're in that middle ground where you are chasing the money, right, then money will continually make you happy for a short amount of time until you get to that higher ground, if you ever do. But most people, they end up not making it because they sadly pass away before that time. But that's just how you have to look at it. It's all about perspective, the life you have, the life you live, and the way you grew up, right? It's all about perspective. That is a single thing that I wanted to mention to you guys tonight. It's the perspective that you're in. It's a perspective you put your mind to about if money can buy happiness, right? I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you did, remember, please support me. I would highly appreciate it. And also check out my Instagram and YouTube channel at NickAlexG. And I will see you guys with another podcast shortly. Have a fantastic day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.